Writing the perfect ad. Okay, so this section is going to cover how to create killer ads. This is a super important section for you to really grasp onto and really pay attention, because after all, the ads you write and create are what sells your product. And it plays a key factor in how much money you're going to make in this business, how successful you're going to be, and the better a marketer you can become, the more money you're going to make. So writing the perfect ad. Now, no matter how much you love selling, you'll never get to do it if you don't know how to put together killer ads. Your ad is basically what is going to sell your item. Now, in the flipping business and what we're doing, what I teach, it's not the type of thing where you're doing, you know, face-to-face type sales. But instead, your ad, you know, all you have is your ad. Your ad is the only thing that will sell your item. So that means your headline will sell the product. Your descriptions will sell people on it. You know, what specific words you use and how you use them is what determines whether or not your product will sell. Okay, so your ads that you create are basically your salespeople. Imagine if you had a team of salesmen who just go out and meet people and sell to them. That's basically what your ads are. Except your ads, they don't sleep, they don't stop, they don't get tired. They're just constantly up there and, you know, they're displaying themselves, selling the product 24/7 until somebody buys it. Okay, so with that being said, I figured instead of focusing a ton on the specific formulas and things like that, what I'm going to do is we'll go over some good versus bad examples of ads while pointing out things you should do or things you shouldn't do. And I think that'll basically paint a much better picture, okay? Now keep in mind that a great, fantastic, emotionally driven, powerful, descriptive description combined with amazing, enhanced, and flawless pictures from, you know, every angle you can think of, you know, multiple angles, multiple pictures, will not only increase your chances of selling that item, but it'll also allow you to charge way more by, like, you know, 1,000%. It's crazy. So the better you can become at creating a killer ad and knowing how to craft one, the more money you're going to make because you can charge more. And I do it all the time. That's how my profits are so big, especially on items like furniture and stuff like that. But it's basically, it doesn't even have to be furniture. It's with anything in general. The principles remain the same. So the formula and foundation and putting together an ad stays the same. Learn the formula and foundation, and at that point, it won't even matter what you're selling. You'll make a lot of money anywhere, anytime. So I'm going to basically show you how to craft amazing ads. Now, let's start off with a keyboard example. Let's go over a good one and a bad one. So, take a look at this ad right here for this keyboard. Now, just by looking at it, obviously you see the epic fail to the right, so you know it's not an ideal ad. You know it sucks. But what do you think is wrong just by looking at it? Right off the bat, what would you change about this ad? Okay, for me, well, you'll notice a few different things right off the bat. Number one is this. There's a typo in the actual headline. It's Yamaha, but they put Yamaha, so they missed an A. So that immediately limits their ability to be found. Let's say I was searching for a Yamaha keyboard on Craigslist and I type in Yamaha keyboard. I could have totally missed this because of this little typo. Now, fortunately, they have it correctly spelled down here, but just imagine if they had it misspelled here too. Their chances of this being found and sold would be, you know, much smaller. Now, second thing is, I mean, this is just a pet peeve of mine, but I'm a believer that every little detail counts, but I don't like the fact that they don't capitalize the first letters here. So, Yamaha keyboard with stand. I think each letter in the beginning of each word should be capitalized. That's another thing. And obviously, if you look at the picture, I mean, it's a freaking keyboard, but it's like, it's only showing you half. It's like, what am I getting, half a keyboard? You know, so Obviously, the picture is super shitty. It's like showing like 3/4 of the keyboard, not even the full keyboard. Not to mention it's a low quality pick. You got this giant amp covering part of it. And again, let's move on to the description. Look at the description. Yamaha keyboard with stand. Now, you know, misspellings, works perfect, cash only, email me to arrange pickup, will not deliver. I mean, I'm not saying it's not gonna sell the keyboard, because the fact that they have an ad posted for it is better than nothing, you know? But what I'm trying to get across is that this specific keyboard, I've sold dozens of these, and I typically sell them for $500 to $600 each. So if you think about it, they're asking only $200. They're leaving $300 to $400 on the table. And they can easily get $300 to $400 more by following a few guidelines and making their ad, you know, 100 times better. So I'm going to go to the next image, which is a good ad. You know, it's a much better ad for the same keyboard and how it successfully sold for way more than that. So just kind of take a mental snapshot of this one, and then we're going to go to the next one. Okay, so here is that same exact keyboard, but it's reposted, and it's basically 10 times better, okay? And look at the price point. You suddenly went from $200 to $600, and it actually did sell for $600. So, first thing you notice, notice the headline. You have all capital letters for the, you know, first letter of each word, and you don't just have Yamaha keyboard, but you have the actual model number. You have the Yamaha YPG635 keyboard, and just to increase, you know, the buyer's perceived value, I included full package. And the reason I did full package is because it also comes with not just the stool, but it comes with the foot pedal. The three, the foot pedals down here, you can see a tiny image of it right here. But basically, this is a separate add-on that you would have to pay more to get, the small foot pedal underneath the keyboard. But not just that, like I said, it's all about perceived value. I could have easily put Yamaha YPG635 keyboard, but the fact that you're putting full package, and you know, also you're specifically pointing out like the manuals, the DVD that comes with it. So, and you're just kind of marketing it differently into a full package. So if we scroll down, first notice the pictures. I mean, the pictures are way better. I've got multiple angles if you look down here. This is a screenshot, so I can't really go through all of them. But if we go down, let's look at the description compared to the other one. First of all, this is a 100% clean, like new, lightly used Yamaha YPG635 keyboard. So immediately, we're describing the condition. You know, it's like new, lightly used. And secondly, we're giving a quick summary of its features and benefits. So it's an 88-key weighted graded hammer action keyboard with authentic grand piano-like touch. You know, heavier in the low end, etc. And, you know, you're describing the actual stand. So the cabinet has wood accents and an attractive matching stand that puts you and your keyboard at the correct recommended height. And then here I go into the bonuses. Because we're selling it as a package, full package, we're going to put, you know, also included are many extras, see below. Now here we're kind of, we're trying to just get them a little emotionally involved. So we mentioned the condition again, 100% fully functional. And then here, it plays like a dream, you'll be addicted. It's the full package and not some cheap, low-quality keyboard. Definitely a groundbreaking keyboard from Yamaha. So you're really selling them on the product, you know. And I truly believe in this keyboard. This is one of my Yamaha keyboards, makes some of the best keyboards out there. So it's not like you're kind of like BSing, but you're just simply stating the facts and, you know, really selling them on it. So Next part, you go into, because, again, it is a full package, if we scroll down, we want to increase the perceived value as much as possible. So instead of just being like in one block form paragraph, like, yeah, it comes with a power cord, pad, foot pedal, stool, we're creating it in bullet form, because that way it visually, when you look at that, it seems more valuable. You know, so when you look at this, you'll see all these bullets and you'll be like, oh, I'm getting all this stuff. That's cool. You know, a power cord, the Yamaha 3-pedal sustain pedal, the stool, the music stand, the piano cover, the owner's manual, you know, in DVD. I think I made a mistake here. It's supposed to be just, owner's manual and DVD included instead of available online in PDF form, which it also is. But so basically you're searching for every little thing. So for example, if you look at this one right here that says music stand, that is simply this thing right here. Now most keyboards come with this, okay? But the fact that you're, you know, clearly adding it there and showing them that, oh, music stand, like I said, it's all about creating that perceived value in the buyer's minds, okay? So, you know, you got this awesome package deal and you're including, you know, this is what they're getting. And notice how it starts with you, okay? You. It's all about the buyer when you're adding your, when you're creating, for example, bullets. Instead of just saying the keyboard comes with this, this, and that, try and make it focus more on them. So you'll be getting, you're kind of assuming that they're going to buy it. You're assuming the sale, which is really powerful. So basically, you'll be getting the following aside from the keyboard itself. Boom, boom, boom. Now, a couple more bullet points with some benefits. The weighted keys plays just like a piano and has an amazing range of tones, perfect to strengthen your hands and fingers with the feel of a real piano. Now, at this point, we're handling possible objections or questions the buyer might have. So when it comes to keyboards and pianos, a lot of people are very specific as far as weighted keys go. A lot of people ask questions like, oh, are the keys weighted? That's basically like when you press the key down, it feels heavy like a real piano. So a lot of people are after that. So instead of just, you know, keeping that part out, you want to specifically mention that so they know. I mean, it's a benefit. You know, the weighted keys play just like a real piano, you know, which is perfect for strengthening. Now, what does that mean? What does weighted keys on a piano mean? What does that do for the buyer? That means, you know, it's perfect to strengthen your hands and fingers with the feel of a real piano, okay? So you're kind of just giving them a feature, which is the weighted keys, and then the benefit for that feature, the benefit that that feature provides the buyer, which is, you know, strengthening of your hands and fingers, okay? Second point is it's a MIDI compatible. It is MIDI compatible with the ability to record and overdub within the keyboard itself. It also has a USB port that lets you plug it into your, you know, plug in your flash drive, load it with MIDI songs, or even, you know, connect it to your computer and whatnot. So here, again, we're just kind of giving more info about what the keyboard can do, okay, what its functionality is. Again, we hit them again with, you know, the keyboard is the full 88 key range of a full piano. We're basically telling them that this is the same size, the same number of keys a full real piano has. Okay, so it's not like 76 keys or something like that. It's the real deal. And finally, to hit them even harder, I included a video, a YouTube video of all of the features being demonstrated. Okay, so the video is what really closes the deal and sells them, okay? Because when it comes to something like this, like an instrument with, you know, a ton of different features and whatnot, put yourself in the buyer's shoes. You kind of, maybe you're not familiar with them, you're kind of just searching for something on Craigslist, and unfortunately it's not like you're at a store where you can touch and play them. So you're kind of just going based off of the pictures in the description. So imagine if you as a buyer came across an ad that had awesome pictures, awesome description, but to top it all off, it shows there's an actual video of someone playing it and showing you everything. I mean, at that point, it's almost like you've got a real salesperson selling you this piano, you know? This part too, you know, definitely a quality keyboard. When people say you get what you pay for, this is a prime example. Now, this sentence alone right here basically handles the price objection. If there's any kind of price objection that people might have, like, oh, $600? Like, isn't that a lot of money for a keyboard? Or, you know what I mean? So basically, it handles that objection. So when people say you get what you pay for, this is a prime example. So the fact that you're spending $600 for it, you're getting your $600 worth, okay, because it's such a premium and quality keyboard, okay? So, and then finally, to top it all off, you have your call to action, which is you're just telling them what to do. If interested, please call or text or send me an email, okay? So that is the full ad. Now, let's go back. So let's compare this ad with the original. Okay. You've got your, you know, sucky title, sucky picture, you know, super short, description, and you've got your low price. Okay. Now, I totally get it if the guy or girl, they just want to get rid of it. They don't really care. But as someone who flips things for profits, you know, you do not want to leave that much money on the table. I mean, that's $400 you left on the table versus, you know, create a solid killer ad, boom, like that, and you just made $400 more. Okay. Now, I wanted to mention one other thing, which was when you see ads that suck, like this one, I mean, when you're browsing on Craigslist, keep in mind that these are money making opportunities for you. Because what that means is that, for example, if I was browsing on Craigslist and I saw this for $200, I already know this keyboard is worth more. I would jump on this. So I would take their, basically their loss is my gain. So I would buy it as quickly as possible for $200. I would take it home. And then I would immediately turn it into this and make $400 off of it, okay? And I've done that so many times with keyboards. I actually have a template that I just use every time I have the same keyboard. That way I don't have to create a new ad every time. But basically, that kind of gives you an idea of what you want to focus on when you're posting an ad. When you're creating an ad for something, you know, you want to be really detailed, really point out the benefits, solid pictures, solid headline, and all that. Okay, next, let's go over some car ads just to look at it. And like I said before, keep in mind what you're selling doesn't really matter. What does matter is understanding and being able to start noticing patterns and basically knowing the foundational ad writing and marketing rules. Because once you get those down, you can apply those and sell anything. So it doesn't really matter what the item is, whether it's a car, a smartphone, you know, a keyboard, it doesn't really matter. The point is understanding the foundational ground rules, so that you can start seeing these things. I want you to be able to look at an ad and immediately be able to see what's wrong with it, you know, how can you make it better, and et cetera. So here's an ad for a Mercedes-Benz ML320. Now, just by landing on this page right here, what are some things that you see that you know can be improved right away? The first thing I notice, I mean, it's kind of a pet peeve of mine, just because I am a believer that every little detail counts. In the big picture, big picture wise, but the first thing that kind of gets me is this ML in ML320. I would capitalize ML. And the second thing is, look, if you have a car that you're selling, why would you post the steering wheel as your main image? You'll notice that if we zoom in here, their main image is the steering wheel. Okay. So that means if I'm looking at a page with 20 different Mercedes car ads and I see one with the steering wheel on it, I'm probably not going to click that. Okay. Chances are I'll be skimming through, you know, dozens of different car pictures. I see the one with the, with, you know, the picture of a steering wheel. I'll be like, okay, yeah, what the heck, you know? Third thing is simply, back to the description. I mean, people do not know how to create descriptions that sell. And I mean, it's unfortunate for them, but it can be, you know, most times it's money-making opportunities for you. Okay. That means you can pick up on it, take advantage of it, you know, buy the car possibly and, you know, make it better, simply make a better ad, better pictures and make a profit. You know, you guys, it's super easy. It's not rocket science. You just have to learn a couple different skills, which I'm teaching you right now, you know, what to look for, how to create a better headline, better pictures, better descriptions, how to basically extract features and benefits and include them in your ad description. So this is the first bad example that we're looking at. And let's just go through the pictures that this person also had. You'll notice this one. Here's a picture of the back of it. This really bothers me. I mean, yeah, it's cool that it's showing the back of it, but it's like the fact that it's cut off really, you can't see the full thing, you know? This does not look appealing. Second picture, again, same thing. It's a picture of the front of the car, but it's cut off. The sides of it are cut off. The angle is kind of weird. Another picture here, which is, I mean, what is, you know, it's cool that you get to see this part of the car, but the back and the front, they're just completely cut off. Totally not cool. Picture of the inside, not too bad. The back seats, pretty good. It does the job. And, yeah, but overall, I mean, there is so much that can be fixed here. Now, as the seller, the first thing I would do is, well, first thing you have to realize is that they're leaving money on the table, and also it's going to take them longer to sell this because of those few things. Like, if they fixed those few things in this ad, they're going to end up selling it much quicker. Let's move on to the next example. This is another ad for a Mercedes ML320. Now, again, you'll notice that, you know, the first thing, it's not a huge deal, but like I said, it's just a pet peeve of mine. The ML should be capitalized. Another thing is you'll notice the year is not in the ad. So if it were me, I would add more details in the headline, like the year, the color, and then Mercedes ML320. For example, 2002, what color is this? Gold? I think it's tan, gold or tan. I would put 2002 gold Mercedes ML320. You know, even if it's a small tweak like that, it'll up your chances of selling it faster and for more. Which actually in this case, the guy, or the person has a kind of a high price for it, but again, just like the other ad, notice the main picture is the steering wheel. It's not even the car itself. You know, people want to see the car first. They don't want to see the interior, okay? When I'm looking to buy a car, I don't look at the interior and then make a decision and then look at the exterior, okay? I want to see the actual car, okay? So, big mistake here. The main image is the inside. So, whenever you're selling anything, whenever you're posting up anything for sale, always choose the best picture as the main image, okay? It's obvious, it's common sense, but common sense is not so common, okay? Because you see these ads all the time, okay? And again, the description, it's a little better than the other ones, but still, there's so much room for improvement. You'll notice bad grammar. Or like punctuation-wise, like Mercedes-Benz ML320, 6-disc CD changer, tan leather, heated seats, sunroof, and customs. Now, in this example, if they simply put these in bullet form and kept everything else the same, it would improve their chances of selling, okay? Just because it's more pleasing to the eye when you look at each different feature in bullet form, and you can, you know, separate them, okay? You know, custom 22-inch rims worth $2,000, drives well, garage kept in winter, and no warning lights on, great truck and summer ready. So again, this description sucks. Hopefully you can start, you know, picking up on what I'm getting at here. And let's look at some pictures. So again, bad move having a steering wheel as the main picture, but you know, decent pick. There's a freaking tree covering the front. The front is cropped out. And, and here, you know, it's cool. You get the front, which is, it's pretty nice. But again, I'm going to nitpick it. The bottom bumper is, you can't see it. And yeah, I think that's all the pictures I saved for it. They do have some interior ones, which they look pretty good to me, but like I said, this ad, there's a lot of room for improvement, and it sucks because the seller, they could easily, you know, sell it much quicker and faster by improving their ad like that. All right, guys, we're going to go over another one here. Now, this ad is, when you look at it right away, you'll notice that it's much better than the last two we looked at, okay? Because if you notice, first of all, the headline, reduced, which is a benefit. You know, it looks like, it sounds like they reduced the price. You know, that gets people's attention. They'll click on it, and then 2002 Mercedes ML320. So they nailed it here. You know, the ML is capital. Like I said, whatever, it's probably small, but it's just a pet peeve of mine. And if you, right away when you look at it, without even reading it, you'll notice the description looks good. It looks pleasing to the eye. You know, you got your intro, hello, putting my 2000 Mercedes ML320 up for sale. And it's going into much more detail, so you know that there's a real human being on the other side. And it builds that trust. She has served me well, but it's time for us to part ways. This will be a quick, easy buy for someone who works on cars or needs a beater vehicle for themselves or for a freshly licensed teenager. So this is a great part right here, a great sentence, because it's giving you up front, it's telling you that it's not a perfect car. It's not in perfect condition. Now, the importance is that there's a thing called, you know, basically being frank in your description, you know. And basically what that means is that some descriptions will explain the ugly truth about the item or the car or the product. Now, this kind of approach does not start with the jewels of your goods, meaning it's going to start with all the bad things, okay? So when you're selling a car, you might point out, you know, endless repairs that need to be done, thin brake pads, leaky transmission, you know, maybe an inoperable dashboard. Basically, you want to point out all the bad things before you introduce the leather seats, the monsoon stereo systems, the sunroof, brand new tires, supercharged engine, etc. So basically, when you go at it this route, what you're saying is that this car will need a lot of TLC. You might even go as far to say, you know, make no mistake here, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But here's the thing. Whenever you're honest and transparent in your ad about product weaknesses, what happens is that the customer starts to trust you. And whenever the reader starts to trust you, they will be considerably more likely to believe you when you point out the good qualities of your item. Okay, so when you look at this first section, this will be a quick, easy buy for someone who works on cars or needs a beater vehicle. They're basically pointing out, you know, hinting that it's not a perfect brand new car, obviously. So again, it's all visually, you know, pleasing to the eye. You got simple pros and cons with bulleted lists. Pros, you got three bullets in here, clear, you know, clean, free and clear title. Title is in hand. Basically, you're handling a buyer objection. So if I was looking for a car and I see that, I would read this third bullet here and I'd be like, okay, cool, it's good to go. And they're serious about selling and I don't have to worry about anything weird or complicated or, you know, any kind of problems. It's good to go. Okay. Second bullet, you know, builds credibility. The car has always been serviced at Mercedes dealerships, etc. And then the cons, the fact that they even put the cons here is awesome, okay? Cosmetic flaws, some rust spots. Needs new radio, an air conditioning tune-up. Car needs to be jumped. So, looking to sell quickly for best offer, feel free to shoot me an email with additional questions or to set up a show time. Now, I would say this is a great ad, okay? Everything is pretty, you know, everything is perfect except for one thing. What do you think that is? I'm sure you know. Sadly, it's the picture. Okay, the main image is this. You can't even see the car, okay? And let's look at some of the other pictures they have. It looks like they took it in their garage, but again, it's low quality, it's blurry. Well, first of all, it's like, seriously, it's freaking, you know, 2016, everybody has smartphones. This is completely unacceptable, okay? And look at this. We have this weird angle of the back. I don't know why it's like this, but this, it's just terrible pictures, okay? So that is our third example. Now, actually, this is going to be an example of one that I actually bought and flipped, okay? So this is a 2002 Mercedes-Benz. Now, the thing that got my attention here is the body, okay? Even though the picture can be better, I noticed the body was pretty good. So that means that the car is more likely to sell. So you notice the price, $3,200, etc. They have their headline, their price, their, you know, a lot of pictures. They've got ad description here. You know, so this is good stuff to work with for you as a flipper when you want to flip it for a profit. You want to copy and save this info so you can use it, okay? So I'm going to show you. I bought this Mercedes. Now, I managed to be able to negotiate it down, okay? I negotiated it down for $2,750, okay? So I got him to sell it to me for $2,750. Now, at that point, what happened was I took it home, I, you know, cleaned it up, I took new pictures, and I created a freaking killer, you know, much better detailed ad, okay? Not just that, but I took this and I added some slight upgrades to it, and I'm going to show you what I did to it. The first thing is I went on eBay and I bought this front stainless bull bar bumper grill. It says $173, but they actually sold it to me for $123. So I added this chrome, you know, bumper thing, which basically, again, it's all about perceived value. I want to get people emotionally involved when they look at this car. And the second thing I added were these chrome side door handle cover trims. For the Mercedes, and it was only $16, okay? So I'm going to show you now the before and after of the ad, which was this, and then basically what I did to it. Now, remember, I bought it for $2,750. I did a couple upgrades to it, and boom, here is the after result, okay? Now, I don't know about you, but when I look at that, I kind of want to buy the freaking Mercedes for myself. I mean, it is freaking beautiful. It's awesome. Look at the chrome handlebars, the chrome front, bumper protector. I took new photos, I enhanced them, and I reposted the ad. So I'm going to show you the new ad that I posted now. Here is the upgraded, you know, improved, enhanced new ad of the same car that you just saw a second ago. So let's go review this ad. First of all, you know, it punches you in the face with this awesome main picture. Second of all, the headline, 2002 black Mercedes ML320, fully loaded chrome, okay? So adding those really gets people's attention. A lot of people like chrome. Fully loaded means, you know, it's full leather, power seats, power everything, etc., okay? So immediately we have a ton of pictures, okay? when you're selling something, you know, a high ticket item like a car, where people can't touch and feel and see it up close right off the bat, the more pictures, the better. Okay, that way they know what they're getting. We scroll down, you'll notice full detailed description. You know, 2002 ML320 Mercedes-Benz, fully loaded with keyless entry and alarm, heated leather seats, power everything with premium Bose sound. We tell them how many miles in it, you know, chrome front brush guard and chrome door handles. Interior color is very rare and gorgeous, absolutely runs like new, a must-see. Basically, we're describing the car. You know, nothing for a Mercedes to approach 400,000 miles before needing attention when taken care of, etc. Mention the engine size. But if you notice just the way, without even reading the words, look how visually pleasing it is. You've got a paragraph, a space, you know, a break, another section, another. You've got, you know, like bullet form, bullet style features, more spacing. You cover minor issues that may or may not be repaired. So again, building trust and credibility with the buyer. I'm mentioning everything that's wrong with it. Okay, I'm not hiding anything. So I'm mentioning that there's a crack in the windshield. You know, the driver's side door can use a paint enhancement. I mention, the slight rattle sound that's here. So you're basically telling him everything that's wrong with it that you know of. That way, right off the bat, they trust you and they know you're not trying to, you know, it basically puts them at ease, at risk. Never lie. But it's kind of like a paradox. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, if I mention this small flaw, it's going to hurt me. But no, it actually does the opposite. It increases your chances of selling the car because you're completely transparent, completely clear, right up front, right off the bat. So they know what to expect. Okay. Not to mention, I mean, it's a 14-year-old car. You know, most people won't expect it to be brand new anyway. So it's totally fine to, you know, mention the flaws and whatnot. And then, you know, it's always good to add your reason why you're selling your car. And I actually did not want to keep it. I bought it to flip, but I kept it for a while too. But then I kind of had so many cars, I just wanted to, you know, get rid of all of them. I put the reason why, and then I pretty much add this part where I probably drive this 4 to 5 times a week. I just drove it, you know, 4 hours away, runs smooth, especially on the highway. So you want to actually add, you know, real experiences with it too, because it'll give him a more realistic feel and idea of the actual car in action. Okay. So, and again here, you know, as of last week, I started getting a message on the radio. Basically, the radio doesn't work, but I found a YouTube video that walks you through the fix. Okay, it turns out that there's a $7 chip that you just buy, and then you just, you know, swap it out. Here's the YouTube video showing you how. And then more high-resolution photos available. Clean title on hand and ready to go. That, again, tells the buyer that, you know, there's nothing complicated, no weird issues with the title. It's ready to go so we can have a quick sale. And then your call to action. Call, text, or email if interested. Okay, so let's zoom out for a sec. Now, compare this ad to this one. Okay. This one is posted for $3,200. I got it down to $2,750. And then look at the price jump. We go from $2,750 to $4,600. And look at just the way the ad looks, okay? Again, you guys, this, you don't have to know a ton about cars. You don't have to know about a ton about the products. What truly matters is just simply understanding how to create perceived value. Okay, taking something and kind of making it look better than, presenting it in a better way than somebody else can. Okay, so if you can become a better marketer, you'll be able to make more money, pick up on more opportunities. And basically, I want you to develop the eye for the deal. You know, look at yourself as a marketer, someone who can see something and monetize it and create, you know, it's all about the presentation. Okay. So again, this person could have easily sold it for more. Okay. Compare it with this. and huge difference. They leave a lot of money on the table. So here, let's go through some photos. So here's one picture, obviously, you know, awesome pic. Here's another picture of it just on a beautiful sunny day. Here is another enhanced photo that was taken before I did the chrome, you know, door handles and the front bumper protector. Now keep in mind, I could have not added those two, but like I said, I'm all about, you know, leveraging things and maximizing the profit. So it's like, okay, if I, you know, spend $200, or like if I spend like $150 to make another $500, would I do it? Yes. Okay. These are just bad examples of other ads that I came across. This is like a weird, creepy stalker photo of a Mercedes. It looks like they're up in some apartment or something, but here's another bad example of, you know, like I said, again, just look at the description. It's not doing a lot of selling. So yeah, that is the flip that I successfully did. Okay. Now, let me just show you one quick thing. Okay. Take a look at this page right here. We typed in ML320. That's the model of the Mercedes. Out of all these different options, what is the first one that captures your attention? To me, obviously, it's the second one, the one I created. Now, look at the picture. It's a clean, you know, beautiful, solid picture. It's showing the whole car. It's not, you know, cropping out part of the car. And it's just, it stands out from the rest. Not to mention, notice the title or the headline. The headline even has features and benefits in it. Fully loaded in chrome, you know, the year, the color, etc. So, you guys, I hope that, these examples kind of, you know, shed some light on how to think when you're creating these ads. And basically, I want you to get inside the mind of a marketer, okay? Become a marketer from now on. Now, you're a flipping ninja, but you're also, behind the scenes, what you truly are is you're an expert marketer who understands human perception. You understand that when somebody sees this, you know, you want to get people emotionally engaged. I want you to walk away from this with that understanding, because it is going to make you a lot of more money. Once you start to, you know, basically grasp these things, you'll be amazed at how easy it is to make money, and basically how easy it is to monetize almost anything. You know, you're going to have days where you can walk into a thrift store and just walk out having made $500 in deals, or you see things and you're like, okay, I know that I can market this. I know that I can take better pictures of this and stage this specific item and sell it for X dollars more. Okay. And it's amazing, because once you have that shift, it's like a rebirth. You know, you become you reach this new level of being able to make money flipping things that before you're constantly like thinking about things, calculating things, but eventually it'll become like second nature, okay? You'll just immediately be able to see opportunities and see, oh, I know that I can make this better. I can take better pictures. I can create a better ad description and make money off of it. So I hope this module was really helpful to you. The next module I'll be getting into is photos, how to take killer photos.